Using a current situation with a La Tribu member, I wanted to talk about the times that we fall. The times that we fail after being consistent for a good amount of time. Not after we fail after, you know, 1 or 2 days of consistency or being on track, but after 21, 30 days, sometimes even 45 days. And how that can really, really just bring out this inner guilt and this inner feeling of disappointment. Not only with oneself, but with the people that are around you that are helping you kind of get through whatever situation you're going through. And, you know, as humans, we build up this huge wall after we fail like that or after we fall like that. And it hurts more after falling after a good amount of time, you know, of being consistent, being on track. You know, you're going day in and day out, knocking out your habits for whatever your goal at the time is. And then for some reason, you just feel like you just can't do it and you give in. And, you know, if you're on a nutrition fitness goal or that's kind of the phase you're in, you know, you stop training for a few days or you stop eating quote unquote unclean clean for a few days. And just the feeling of guilt and how do you get back? And, you know, I always use the terms of it's simple, but it's not easy. And with being simple, you know, if we really break it down and get technical with it, it's as simple as just whatever the next meal is, just eat clean. If it's, you know, that you fell off and didn't train for a few days, the simple step or the simple next step is just get in a workout or get in a walk, go for a run, whatever that is. It really is that simple. But we tend to make it or magnify it way more than it really is. And we create this wall of every time, you know, we think about it and we decide not to do it within that days of falling off, you know, it's almost like we add another layer to that wall. So the first time you fell off, it's, let's just say, it feels like it's 10 feet high. And then, you know, if it was your breakfast was not good and you feel guilty about it, then 10-foot wall. Your lunch isn't good, another 10 feet, so you're at 20, so on and so forth. So after 3 or 4 days of falling off, you've built this wall that really seems impossible to climb over. And we tend to forget that it's our decision to get back on track. And it is really a simple decision. Again, not an easy one, because there's a big difference between simple and easy, but it really is a simple decision of just whatever the next step is just make it in the right direction. And whatever that wall that was built, it starts going away the moment you step foot in the right direction. And the inner guilt that we feel, you know, the majority of times is for ourselves, obviously, right? Because we feel like we let ourselves down, even though we're the ones in control. And the other side of it is if you do have a person or persons that are helping you, kind of guiding you or helping you through whatever challenge you might be going through or whatever situation, there's obvious that guilt or that feeling of disappointment that you have towards them. You know, you feel like you let them down. And I'll repeat it over and over again and say that the people that are close to you, that really truly care, and that they have, that their best interest is your best interest, they're not going to care. All they want for you is to get back on track. And again, it's just taking that next step in the right direction. But we tend to, as humans, we tend to magnify these situations even more. And we make it harder. We make it seem like that next step in the right direction is harder than the work that we've been putting in for the past 3, 4, 5 weeks. And it's really not. You know, if you look back and how difficult it was to build that consistency, to build that routine or those habits, and then by one mistake, we put so much more weight on that one mistake than everything that we've done. And it's not out of the ordinary for that to happen. That happens a lot. And again, I deal with it on a consistent basis with the tribe members, where they just feel like it's time to just give up. Like, man, I've been consistent for 30 days, but I just had 4 days and like I just don't know if I can do it again. It's like, yeah, you can, because you did it. We know you can do it because you've done it before. So remember, whenever you fall, like take a step back, really take kind of an audit of what just happened. Learn from it, right? Because that's going to help you for the future. But then just take the next step in the right direction. It really is that simple. Not easy, but it's simple. And don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.